So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Father Bailey is back. How are you, sir?
I am great. How are you doing, man?
Really good, man. Lots changed since the last time you're in here.
What you mean?
I told you, we've gone Nashville.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and
yes,
Nashville.
Man. We're Nashville now, man.
That's right. What's up, Nashville?
We had to make a trade. We get to broadcast from Atlanta, but they get to keep our air conditioner.
That's right.
That's why it's toasty in here.
We know that you really like it when it's warm, wearing
collar.
Oh,
yeah, on my full guard.
Got his jacket on.
I love it hot.
Yeah, what you should have done is come in here and taught us about patience today, because the air conditioning has been out here. And in Atlanta, it's been like 95 degrees, and the air conditioning at our studio here has been out for about a week, right?
Yes.
And we just found out today that it's going to be out another 7 to 10 days.
What?
Yeah, yes. Man.
Oh, man, you should go to, find someplace else to do this, the show from, man. Come to my house.
Jeff tried that a couple of months ago, but it didn't work out so well.
We do have an air conditioner.
Yeah. Big old fan.
Big box fan.
You see my hair blowing in the wind? Yeah, I feel it.
Don't pay any attention to the noise. Just go ahead and do your report.
All right, Father Bailey, because we do have a whole new audience that hasn't heard you before. Tell them who you are, man.
Okay, well, my name is Father Ricardo Bailey, known as Father Crunk here in Atlanta. I have been with the Burt Show for about 5.5 years, close to six. Mm-hmm. I've been ordained to the priesthood for 7 years, and I basically come here on the air to do a segment about something dysfunctional in Hollywood or something society that has some humor to it and kind of tie it to the Bible and make it relative to the listening audience out there who are listening.
Now, if you're very conservative, you're not going to like this. Every time we have Father
Crunk, I'm the Antichrist, yeah.
I've gotten those emails that you're going to go, that guy really isn't a priest. But yeah, he's a real priest.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, people are used to, when you think Catholic priest, I think there's certain things you think about, and Father Crunk does not fit that description.
Not even a little bit.
I think it's a good thing.
Uh-huh. So we'll link up to Father Crunk from our website.
That's what the old folks call me, yeah.
What's your name, son? Father Crunk?
Like, no, I'm not Nino Brown. I ain't dealing drugs, baby. You know what I mean? Come on, St. New Jack City. CLB, we all we got. Burt Show Nation, what it is, what it ain't, what it's gonna be, I don't know. Y'all tell me. Well, today your man, the Reverend Father Crunk, is in the building coming at you all like I always do. Live and hardcore over the airways of Q100, Clear 100, Lord have mercy. Today, love is in the air. And love is on all of our minds, at least in this studio, because we are all so happy that our girl, Miss Entertainment Buzz herself, the ever so fine Jen Hobby, got engaged this past weekend.
Congratulations,
now,
Jen Hobby.
Yes, indeed. Now, for all you longtime Burt Show listeners, you all know that our girl Jen has come a long way, and we celebrate with you, baby, this new and exciting chapter in your life. Now, this leads me to talk to you all about the gift of love and the powerful and important witness of that love known to us all as marriage. We all know that we have seen and heard the negative aspects and stories of marriages that have ended, so on and so forth. But we must be thankful for and celebrate all the marriages that enable these couples to inspire us all not to be so self-centered on ourselves, but to truly be what we need to be for the other person in our life. Now, the Bible says so much about marriage and what marriage is and what marriage is not. But I want to take the controversial route and hopefully explain to you all what the Bible is truly telling us what marriage is. Now, ladies, here's a warning. When you hear this, don't pump your brakes immediately and cause an accident. And don't do a drive-by over here by the studio. Because you can say and believe what you want, but I'm talking too, shorty. I wasn't born to preach. Now, all joking to the side for just 1 minute. In the Bible, we can see some advice that is given for a good marriage. And here is what it said. Wives, be submissive to your husbands.
Oh, that's funny.
Now, majority of you ladies are saying like Lil Jon, what? But give me a minute to explain. You see, the problem and the issue that so many people have with this statement is not only that it lets men off the hook, but it's a Captain Caveman, Ike Turner approach to love. Right. Well, if you feel that way, then you are absolutely right. The problem is that people have used the Bible to legitimize their sick ways and mindsets that they purposely leave out the entire meaning of what's said. Now, here's what the whole text says in Colossians chapter 3, 13 through 20. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. And over all these, put on love, that is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace in which you are all called into one body. And be thankful. And whatever you do in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, be subordinate to your husbands as is proper in the Lord. And here it is, y'all. Husbands, love your wives and avoid any bitterness towards them as Christ loved the church. So, what the Bible is saying to us in this letter is subordination is out of an imitation of what Jesus did. And what did Jesus do? He laid down his life for all of us so we all can be free and have a loving relationship with him. This is what true love is all about. A husband wants a woman who is his equal, who can complete and compliment him. A woman who can be his true friend and the love of his life, and a woman who will show and prove to him what true love is all about. A wife wants a man who is going to be the anti-Al Bundy. She wants a man who will affirm her every day. A man who is not ashamed to show, prove, and express his love and admiration of her at all times and in all places. She wants a man who will be romantic, who's going to rub her feet, who's going to be spontaneous. She wants a man who will truly respect her and honor her. She wants a man who will truly be the very mirror of God for her, and she will be the very mirror of God for him. So in marriage, there is a joyful and mutual act of the man and the woman freely giving themselves to one another, not out of fear, not out of intimidation, or even misunderstanding of what is in the Bible, but they give of themselves because they know beyond the shadow of a doubt that their lives will not be the same without the love of that person who walked into their lives and swept them off their feet. They can pray together, they can love together, they can have wings together. And no matter how bad the breath is in the morning, how much toe jam is in the socks, or how challenging the day may be, they know that their life is truly complete with the love and, more importantly, the presence of God in that person. So, Jen, congratulations, boo, on your engagement. And I know that I, with the entire Burt Show Nation, all the people up in Nashville, and all the party people down here in the ATL, wish you and your man many happy years together. And may the I do's you both will exchange on your wedding day inspire all of us to cherish, embrace, and thank God for the awesome gift of love made manifest in marriage. Now, Jen, here's a little something for you from the House of Crunk. It's a little remix,
here
all right?
Okay.
You ready?
You want me to drop the music for you?
Drop the music,
okay.
Man. All right.
Here we
go. Remix. Oh. All right. Beautiful girls all over the world. He could be chasing, but his time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, Hobby. Nothing on Jim, Hobby. They might say hi, and he might say hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say, because they got nothing on Jim, Hobby. Woo. Nothing on you, Hobby. That's it, y'all.
All right.
So, I want to give a big shout out to all the couples I married over the last 9 years, to that true player Clint repping their ATL, Sweet Brown Sugar, Ebony, Kamisha, Shannon, and Charmaine, to my adopted mom, Miss Angela Off the Chain Jones. What's up, Doobie? How you doing? The City of Alpharetta Police Department, to all the players and hustlers at Big Papa's Barbershop in Marietta, to all my students and colleagues at Blessed Trinity Catholic High School in Roswell. A special shout out to the 6 men who will be ordained priest at the Cathedral of Christ the King in Buckhead this coming Saturday, and to all the Burt Show listeners. Thank you all for all your support and for all the love you show to this show and even to your man right here. I'm out because it's hot in here and I gotta meet my fam for lunch at Papa Do's this afternoon. You heard me? So I gotta go home, get fresh, put on the fresh polo and the cologne by Gucci. So I'll holler to you all next time. Keep it pimping. And congratulations, Jen Hobby.
Father Bailey! That's Father Bailey.
You
can
so
check
much.
Him out online at theburtshow.com. Woo! Thank you, Father.
You're welcome, man.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
We want to get a definition of child prodigy, and we would like to find the parents that truly believe that your children are child prodigies.
Isn't that every parent?
No, I don't think it is. Let me get phone number out. 877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. Jeff has perhaps the shining example of what really a child prodigy is. Okay.
This will be a tough one to beat, but this is what made us think of it. A week or two ago, I got a press release from a PR firm representing something that had to do with one of the hospitals nearby here.
Okay.
And they were going to be doing a demonstration of this medical procedure. I don't even know the details, because the only line that stood out was that the person who would be doing the surgical procedure, the demonstration of this new surgical procedure, was 15 years old.
Doogie.
1-5. And he is the one who invented this procedure.
Wow.
Okay, now that's a child prodigy.
Yeah, wow. So basically they got this badass, like, tour bus Winnebago-looking thing that is a mobile surgical center. And the company that is pitching this product is traveling from hospital to hospital. And doctors can come into this mobile center and scrub in and watch this 15-year-old do the process that he invented on actual patients.
Now that right there, that's the definition of child prodigy.
If you're that kid's mom, you're allowed to say, "This is my son, Bert. He is a prodigy."
I don't know if I would want my child to be a prodigy, to be
honest
with you.
It's a lot of pressure right there. Now,
didn't we talk to a mom recently whose child was like 11 and going to Morehouse?
Yeah, that's right. That's a child prodigy right there. I think that if you're a parent of a child prodigy, either one of two things is going to happen, Melissa, because we're not getting any calls, and we normally get calls on everything we ask for. Mm-hmm. You're either very protective, because if you say the words, then you sound like you're bragging.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or you have a child that is nowhere near being a child prodigy, but he does something fairly special, and you brand him child prodigy.
Yeah, I would say we're not looking for, like, the surgery thing may have been, like, too much too soon. Like, maybe you have a kid who you are convinced, because he knows the capital of every state within 1 second, makes him a prodigy.
If you're 2 years old, that's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, you'd be fun to talk to. Or if your kid plays the guitar better than anybody else in the world. Like, he could be in Led Zeppelin. He's such a good guitar player.
He's like 3 years old.
In your opinion.
The only one on hold is producer Tracy.
Whose daughter is that?
Whose daughter is a prodigy at everything.
No, she's not. She hasn't said Dada yet.
Just the only part that she's not perfect in. Only one call. 877-588-2378. Amanda, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning.
I love the show.
Thank you. How are you today?
Good. My daughter is 14 months old, and she's amazing. She's already walking. She's talking. And she loves to sing. And when Usher's Oh My Gosh comes on, she'll start dancing, like, shaking her booty and everything. She's awesome.
This makes her a prodigy.
I believe it makes her a prodigy.
What sort of stuff?
No other kid I've seen that's her age does it.
So what is her category of prodigy? Is it dancing? Is it walking at 14 months? What is that?
It's entertainment is her prodigy.
Entertainment.
She loves to entertain. She loves to be in front of everybody.
Okay.
Now, I think you're fairly typical. I got to be honest with you. Because what you're explaining to us, maybe because we can't see it, doesn't sound prodigal. Is that the right word?
Prodigal.
Prodigal. But it does sound like something unusual.
Just be aware that you're listening to a show that is having a difficult time using the word prodigy in a sentence. That'll give you an idea of
when
the scope.
When did you get your dictionary?
Yeah,
I know.
New listeners.
She'll be on YouTube soon, and you'll see her.
Okay.
So it's going to be awesome.
When she gets her millionth hit, you give us a call back and say, I told you so.
No, I'd love to see it with one hit. Like, as soon as you put a video, I put a video of her doing the best that she can do up on YouTube and send it to us. That would be fun.
I will.
That'll be fun to watch.
I'd love to see it. Serious. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
If she can do like some Michael Jackson moves, then that's like one thing.
It's a bold statement. Like if I have
just because she can dance doesn't make her a prodigy,
right? I mean, there's a real difference between having an amazing gift at that age and just having a special talent.
If my 2-year old drew out a blueprint, an architectural blueprint of something, that's some kind of freaking nature prodigy thing, but not because they can bounce up and down
nature.
If you're
traveling the country in a Winnebago turned surgical suite to demonstrate what you're doing at age 15.
That's a freaking nature prodigy.
let's balance. Now, I'm just saying, I would like all the call. I don't want to discourage anyone from calling in.
Of course not. To brag about your child.
I do want to say that to summarize the conversation we've had so far is we've had a 15-year-old who performed surgery on the road and a 14-month-old who really shakes her ass at, oh my gosh.
Her ass?
It's not even an ass yet.
You're not even
you can't even say that. Good
her
morning, Elizabeth. You believe you have a daughter that is a child prodigy?
Well, I mean, she's not like, you know, submitted to Oprah or anything, but she is pretty awesome. Anytime she hears a song or anything like that for the first time, and she's not 2 yet, she'll go in there on a little drum set that I bought her, and she'll repeat it exactly.
Okay, now that could be a talent right there.
You're getting closer.
You're knocking on the door here.
Yeah.
So she
play
will
play the drums?
Yeah, well, it's not like an adult drum set, but she has a little it's got the snare drum part and then the other one, the tom thing.
Okay.
But she can play it like if she hears a song, even if it's the first time she heard it, she'll go in there and play the drum beat. Exactly.
I want to see that on YouTube.
I do. Or, this was our initial idea, is to bring you guys in like one a day this week to see it in studio, and then we would video it, and we'd put it up on YouTube for you.
I think your child qualifies.
Yeah, that could be it.
We'll see.
I'd love to see it. Would you bring your daughter in?
I would.
And the drum set.
Yeah, and the drum set, of course, too.
Yeah.
But let me put you on hold. We'd be very interested in seeing that and putting it up on YouTube for you.
Okay, awesome.
You can turn that into cash.
See,
man.
That is unique.
If I got a child prodigy, I'm turning that.
But it's
I'm
not a real drum set.
Right there. What do you mean?
What do you mean
she said it wasn't a real drum set.
A little toy drum set. Doesn't matter.
It's a toy
drum
set.
Snare somewhere. And her little cymbal.
Still fun to watch.
If a little 2-year-old is drumming in beat to a song she just heard, that's pretty amazing right there. 877-588-2378. Good morning, Steven. You're on the Burt Show. Wendy's not buying it. Hey, Steven.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right, sir. How are you?
Good. Doing good. Just my 2-year-old niece, well, she's 4 now, but she was playing Rachmaninoff and Mozart at age 2 on the grand piano.
Okay, then that's
a
prodigy.
Yeah, she actually at age 3 went to Spivey Hall down here at Clayton State University and was playing a concert.
Well,
do you have video of that?
I don't, but I can try to get you one.
There certainly has to be video of that somewhere.
Cool. Oh, yeah, there is video. I just don't have it with me now.
Yes, we would love to see that. Let me put you on hold, and I'll have Joanna talk to you, and maybe you could send that, and we'll put it up on our website.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. Did you say that was his daughter?
His niece.
Wow.
At 2 years old was doing that.
That's impressive.
I want blood tests, though, because he's probably somebody that went to Spivey Hall to see her perform, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's I'm her uncle.
Here is Tammy. Good morning, Tammy. You are on the Burt Show.
If that video is authentic, I'll be your uncle, too. Cool with that.
What's up, Tammy?
Hey, guys. Let's go.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, my son, since the age of 3, he's now 6, but since the age of 3, he's been able to recite all of the presidents of the United States in order or out of order. If you ask him which number, president number 35, he can tell you. He can tell you what the vice president was for that term, what party the president was, since the age of 3.
And how old is he now?
He's six. I didn't realize it was such a big deal. It was my first child. I have three now, but I didn't realize until he went to school and everyone was so awed by him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I didn't know until I had my other kids and they were dumb that he was.
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
I would
also
like to see that.
Then my younger son couldn't even figure out the ingredients for a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
I have a three-year-old, and the only thing he's really good at is sticking his fingers up his ass.
I wish you guys could see him. I mean, I have a videotape with him from his pre-K graduation when they let him come up on stage and do it.
Oh, I would love to see that.
I would love to see that. Let me put you on hold also. I've got a video of Hollis doing that with his butt, too, if you guys want me to bring that in.
Would love it.
Yeah.
Sure. Put that on YouTube.
Yeah, you be sure and bring that in, wink, wink.
I learned it from you!
This break right here is going to convince Bert to stop sending those tweets out with, like, Hollis, stop eating Hayden's foot.
Stop licking the TV screen.
Please do not put your toys in the toilet.
Don't wipe the boogers on the dining room table.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Tell us about your child prodigy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, morning.
I have one kind of similar to Steven's, but my daughter does two things, actually. She plays the piano. She just turned three about 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and we put her, my aunt's a piano teacher, so we thought it would be fun to put her in piano classes, and within 2 weeks, she moved her up to the same class as the six-year-old.
Whoa.
She was playing, she loves that Beethoven's her favorite, and she likes to, like, she can play the beginning of almost every Beethoven song. She
really?
Can't, she doesn't know the whole song.
Wow. That's incredible.
Now, again, I don't know what the defining line for prodigy is, but that's certainly advanced.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Well, she said that it was really neat because she can't read music. But if she played it two or three times and showed her how to play it with her hands, then she would, like, follow her and do it exactly the same way.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive right there, too.
Yeah.
I think what we were hoping for is to get a whole bunch of people lined up for the week and have bring them in one at a time
mm-hmm.
to see this, but we don't have enough people that consider their kids child prodigies.
And we don't have a piano.
Well, I have a three-year-old that could carry one in here for you.
Okay, perfect.
The Bert Show.
So I say I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The Bert Show.
If you hadn't heard the news, Jen got engaged to over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
She's having some thoughts here about maybe not doing the big old wedding like the first time around.
Well, you know, it's interesting because my fiance, that's a weird word, and I have both been married one time before, so we're both approaching this as a second marriage, and it's, you know, very different, a different approach. You know, we have talked about far more things and far more depth than we both did the first time around. You know, you sort of, I don't know, maybe the first time around throw a caution to the wind. It's just about love. And it's like, you know, there's a lot more things that come to play.
Well, I guess there's some women history here also. I mean, from what you guys have told us, it's that, I mean, you're planning for that day since you're like 6 years old, you know,
mm-hmm.
the wedding day, finding the right guy,
tale.
The big fairy tale on the day, and he's
going
to ride off into the sunset with you on the back of the horse.
Right, mm-hmm. and it's happily ever after, and, you know, that's all you have to do is get married, and then everything else falls into place, you know. We're just approaching it very differently, very realistically, and, you know, we've talked about a lot of things and a lot of the pitfalls that, you know, come at you when you get married. So so it's interesting that the moment that a woman gets engaged, like over the weekend for me, everyone wants to start talking about your wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to have a big one? What are your colors going to be? What are you going to wear? Flowers and this and that. And what are you going to do? Are you going to do it in a church or in a garden? Is it going to be on the beach? Is it going to be in your hometown, here town? What? I mean, it is immediately mm-hmm. all about the wedding. And, you know, that's not the way that I'm approaching this at all, at all. Like, I couldn't care less about the wedding day. Mm-hmm. I want the marriage.
It's all about the sex.
Right? Well, that too. But, you know, I want it to be all about our relationship and our marriage and creating a great foundation for having a life together and having a family someday. And all of that stuff is all the important stuff, you know, and finding our church home and, you know, figuring out the way that we want to be in our sharing our faith together. I mean, all of those things to me are so important. What flowers I carry mm-hmm. on one day. It's just so different in mm-hmm. approaching it a second time around.
And
you
that's
know?
Not to take away from, like, the Joannas of the world that are engaged now are going to be married for the first time, like, in May. It's just different for you.
It's just very, very mm-hmm. different. So
yeah, Joanna's got 24 months to think about the very specific flower she's going
to
carry.
That's right. That's right. And, of course, you want it to be beautiful. You know, of course you want it to be special because it's special for both of you and your families and all that kind of stuff. But it's just a very different approach. So immediately I started talking about eloping because that sort of... Even if we could just tell everyone we're eloping, even if we're not, that keeps everybody off your back.
For some reason, like, I think.
You know, like, hey, we're going to elope, and then nobody asks any other questions, mm-hmm. and then we can sort of, like, plan it privately, because I'd like it to be a small event, and you know how it goes with our jobs, and we have lots of friends, and I've lived in this town for about 11 years now, and so it's like... You know, in order to keep it private and small, it may be nice just to tell everybody, you know what, we're going to elope.
Can I officiate?
No.
Oh, no.
I got a mail order thing. I can
no.
do it. I swear to God I can.
It almost
not.
Feels like there should be a different word. Like, eloping on the first wedding feels so different than just telling people you're getting married just by the two of you somewhere on some beach destination, not going to have a lot of people there. It doesn't feel like a real elopement on the second one.
It just feels different?
Yeah, because, like, I think with the first one, if you... There's some anxiety when you go to your parents on the first wedding and you tell them that you're eloping. There's going to be some anxiety there on your parents' part. I think now if you approach your parents and tell them what you're doing, I think they'd probably be pretty cool with it, right?
I mean, maybe. Maybe. They may not be. I mean, I'm sure my family would want to be a part of it. But I'm just thinking about telling everybody that to shut everyone up.
Why don't you tell your dad that you're eloping, but he can come and you're going to go to Augusta National? And then he would be thrilled.
He would be all about it.
Here's like Palm Springs or some other big golf destination.
Yeah.
Then he would actually convince your mom. I don't know why you're so worked up. It's fine.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, I think right. I think that golf course in Scottsdale is an awesome place to elope to.
Pebble Beach.
Hey, yeah. Tracy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, this is Tracy. I was just going to tell Jen, you know, I'm married now, and my husband and I only knew each other 10 weeks when we got married, which was crazy in and of itself. But we eloped as well, and it was not my first marriage. And, you know, we're about to celebrate our 18th anniversary. And
awesome.
I think that,
good for you.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Thank you. And I think when you know that it's right, when you feel that it's right, it doesn't matter if it happens in a grand big old wedding with, you know, several hundred guests, or if it happens in the privacy of the judge's chambers. It really, it's about you and him and starting your life together. And, you know, they're really right when they say that when it's not the first marriage, eloping is not, it's not the same. I mean, it's exactly what you said. It's about starting the marriage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you decide to do, I would just follow your heart. You know what you want. You know, nobody has to convince you or tell you. And it doesn't matter how many of us callers call in and say what we have to say. You already know what you want.
Where did you go?
You're going to love this. I didn't have my divorce papers, and I had to go to this little tiny podunk courthouse in Russell County, Alabama, and the judge's wife had to convince the judge to marry my husband and I. My husband was pale as a sheet, screeching tires out of the parking lot because he thought we were going to get, like, busted for getting married without divorce papers. And we actually went back about 5 years later to confirm that we were married.
That's awesome.
Which is a great story on the second one, but first one, it would have had a completely different tone, right?
It's a nice southern tale.
Yeah. Last time that happened, a judge married somebody when they weren't supposed to. Wasn't the kid like 15 years old?
Right.
Yes.
Woman
in
was
driveway.
His history teacher.
Hey, Christian, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's going on?
A little close to home, huh?
Hey, I wanted to let Jen know, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
My husband and I, we were both on our second marriage, and we didn't want to go through the whole big wedding thing either. Mm-hmm. And so what we did was we went to Hawaii, just the two of us, and we had a private wedding. And then when we came back, we had a celebration for our friends and our family.
That's a great idea.
Just wonderful.
What would your parents think about that if it was just the two of you and they were sort of left out of everything?
As long as we tell my mother that we're going to have children someday, she does not care. She is so over the wedding part and right on to the grandkids.
She's been pressuring you now for a while on that.
Well, she's so into it. And literally, Grant flew down to Florida to talk to my family and talk to my mom and dad and asked for, you know, their permission for my hand in marriage and did the whole formal thing. And he, you know, does the whole thing and talks to them about it and afterwards. And he was like, well, is there any other questions that you have for me? Or is there any other concerns that you might have? And my mom goes, yeah, kids. And he's like, oh, yeah, definitely. That's in the, you know, that's
mom
in the
doesn't
plan,
care about eloping for the wedding. She wants to make sure there's a honeymoon that's going to happen.
Exactly.
Hey, Natalie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say congratulations, Jen. I've been pulling for you, going with through this on the other side, and it's so much better. And definitely, elope. My husband and I did that. It was our second marriage. We got married on the beach in Belize. We did, like the other guest caller, you know, came back, had a reception with our family and friends. It was a real wedding. You know, the flowers on the beach, minister. We had came back, had pictures, DVD, and we had just a great celebration with everybody when we came back. No stress and just enjoyed every minute.
Even the texture of the calls are different now because we've talked about eloping before on the show, but generally it's in relation to a first-time wedding. And when we do that, most of the calls, like 80% of the calls are, don't do it. You're going to hurt your family. You're putting aside one of the greatest memories of your life. But on the second one, everybody's like, just get it done. Hey, Samantha, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Well, Jen, I was going to tell you, I've done over 400 weddings, and I've seen a lot of second marriages, mm-hmm. and either an intimate or an elopement, usually for the bride and groom, is more special. You just get a different feeling from the ceremonies. So do what you want to do. This is your chance. You know, the first time everybody tells you what to do, I think the second time you should go for it. Do what you want to do.
So your suggestion, though, is go ahead and elope?
I would. If that's where she's going and want to keep it more intimate, I'd say go for it.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, the calls are so different on the second marriage.
I mean, I'm for you eloping as long as you have a reception just so we can all drink.
Right.
Okay. Sounds good.
All we're concerned about is free booze.
Or she can tell you when they're going to elope and then you can drink at the time.
But I want Jeff to do like the funky chicken with my grandma. Come on, Jeff.
I've never seen you.
That's how all these side relationships start. Starts with a funky chicken at a wedding before you know you're hooking up with grandma.
Me doing the funky chicken with your grandma is a panty dropper. So I'm just warning you.
For you or for her?
I don't wear panties anymore.
Hey, the Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Melissa Carter, I was thinking about you on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Because for a fleeting couple of moments there, I started thinking about people that can't really celebrate
yep.
Father's Day
mm-hmm.
on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I fall under that large umbrella, but for two separate reasons.
Correct. Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny that you bring that up because it was something that Katie and I discussed, I guess it was yesterday or Saturday, because she made the observation, and I kind of knew it, but I, you know, my father, for those of you who are new Birth Show listeners, my father passed away, it's 9 years now. And so, you know, his birthday comes around, I really, you know, I acknowledge his birthday, but it doesn't really affect me, you know, and the anniversary of his death doesn't really affect me. But for some reason, Father's Day does, because that's the day that
yeah.
you cannot mm-hmm. get away from the facts
of, course.
Of Father's Day. And so yesterday was Father's Day. And like I had mentioned, Katie and I had been doing some housework and we're working on our porch together, and as good lesbians do. And so we.
Something wrong with the truck? Couldn't fix the truck?
That's right. No, we don't own a truck, but we need to because, you know, we're lesbians. And so anyway, so we went to Home Depot, of course, a couple times, about three times on Saturday to, of course, any house project you have, you're not going to just go one time to Home Depot. So the second time, it was just me. Katie stayed home and was working on something, and I went to Home Depot, and the woman at the counter made a comment to me about, do you need to get a gift certificate for your father for Father's Day or something along those lines when I was checking out. And I said, no, thank you, but it really made me mad. Like my knee jerk reaction was, no, he's dead. I'm sorry. I don't need one. But I didn't say that.
Oh my goodness.
Your inner monologue.
But that's what I would have shocked her into never saying that.
That would have been
again.
Very fierce, flawless of you.
But the thing is, not everybody celebrates Father's Day because like you said, it's not just if a father passes away. It could be a father that's just not a great dad, or you never knew your dad. Or I had a friend growing up who had a very abusive father that, you know, didn't celebrate Father's Day. So yeah, so I went home, and that was the first time it hit me, because Saturday I didn't think about it. But yesterday, Katie went to visit her father and her grandfather and, you know, all the men in her family, and had a big, you know, big day with them. And I sat home by myself yesterday.
Yeah.
So
it's hard.
It was hard.
But that's what and she knew that's what I wanted. We've been together almost 5 years now, so she knew that's what I do on Father's Day. I just, you know, just be quiet and kind of to myself, you know.
Saturday night, I ended up at a party in St. Augustine. It was for a bunch of people that were working on the websites with Troika Studios, and they just threw us, Stacy and me and some people that were down there with us, just like this little party, little barbecue. And one of the dude's father was there. And I watched them interact with each other, and they really seemed like best friends. The guy I'm talking about is probably 38, 39 years old, and he was hanging out with his dad like they were best friends. And I was sitting there looking like, I'm never going to have that with my dad. I mean, you know, like tomorrow is Father's Day, and this scene will never play out with me and my dad. Never. Even when he comes to visit or whatever, it's just we've never had that relationship, so it's certainly not going to happen now. But then I did have the thought that, and I tweeted this also, that it stops with me. And that's the great thing about Father's Day, and that's the great thing about having your own kids, is that either you give into that and you become what your dad is, or you completely change the family tree.
What if your dad ends up being best friends with Hayden?
The whole thing. I like that.
Like, well, it does stop with me, but that's not really what I had planned.
Yeah.
I've taught Hayden way too much about character for that to ever happen.
Right. So yesterday, one of the tweets I sent, or Saturday, I guess it was, is like, just don't assume that everybody's celebrating Father's Day, especially if you're in a business. We get it's Father's Day weekend. We see, especially at Home Depot and stuff, we see all the signs. We get it. So just kind of let the person tell you if they need something for Father's Day. Don't.
Agreed.
You know, because it kind of hit a nerve I didn't expect it to hit, and I almost cussed that woman out.
Get it? The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.